Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Doing good,
well?
Good.
Awesome. Good. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and well, she does such an amazing job, you know, going over the basics of our program. And she tells me that this is, I believe, a very new business for you, a couple months now, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes,
that must be exciting.
How's
it been
going? Exciting and scary.
Oh, right.
I can see the mixed feelings.
Okay. So, I was actually looking through some of her notes that she had sent over to me. And, you know, I was like, wow, 2 months. That must be exciting, but probably a little nerve-wracking sometimes, right?
It is.
Making investments, you know.
Yep.
So I want to see, you know, if there's a particular package that would be very suitable for you. Primarily, you know, we were reaching out, Joe, because we just had this position open up. And we're really looking for a business that's a good fit. Okay.
Sure.
And basically what we're looking for is a company, you know, that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, but, you know, most importantly, that would be able to take on more business here and there. Okay. I'm not talking about being overwhelmed.
Sure.
I saw that you had some 5-star reviews. In fact, when I searched up the company by name, I don't know if this might be a new listing for you. There was Bizipedia, and then there was also one is the, let me see what this one is, Angie's List. It used to be called Home Advisor.
Yes.
And so a little bit online presence, but so far, I mean, I think we can agree that you provide quality service.
Well, I try. definitely try. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's really what we're looking for is a company like yourself. And once we start to work with you, Joe, on that first page of Google, we would close out the category, which means we're not going to work with any of your competitors. And the reason that we do that is to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense, you know, so far?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I noticed on Angie's it says that you're licensed and I believe insured as well. I think
correct.
That's what it stated. Okay.
Is
it the Montana State Construction Contractor Registration one that you carry, or is it the State Independent Contractor one with the licensing?
The State Independent Contractor.
Okay. Beautiful. How is the Angie's lead so far? How's that working out?
Well, not the best. I mean, I've got one lead, but they never called me back, so I'm not sure yet how that'll go. But we'll see, I guess, how it all
so
turns out.
So one lead so far?
Know, I've only been with them for they turned it on Sunday, I believe. You know, so it's only been not quite a week yet, even. So.
Oh yeah, it's only been a few days.
Yep. So I'm not really panicking yet. And
you're like,
you know,
being patient? Yeah.
I have worked for next two, three months yet, so.
I was going to say, you're not like desperately like, oh my gosh, super anxious because you have some work lined up. So that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. You're doing their pay per lead or are you doing like their opportunities?
So basically I paid a total and then that'll get me, you know, so many leads. Then after that amount is used up and then it will be per lead.
Oh, okay. So like you put like a budget to it?
Yes.
Per se.
So basically, I paid for so many, you know, so many leads. I prepaid for so many leads, and then after that is used up, then I can I just pay per lead. However, I can turn it on, turn it off, however I want to.
Oh, okay, okay, that's good. Okay, then pay per lead. Okay, Do you prefer where you would pay a fixed flat rate or paying per lead, or does it not matter?
I don't know that it really matters. I would probably say per lead, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, and I still don't, you know, I don't want to, I do want to say, hey, I don't know that it matters that much, really, honestly. Is that much of a difference?
Okay. Okay. Well, the reason that I'm asking is because there's a particular package that I was looking at that I think would be a really good fit for you, and it's one of my favorites. It's what we call our ideal package. It's basically two programs that are combined into one package. Okay?
Okay.
The first part of this package, Joe, it's a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. Okay?
Okay.
What that covers is it gets you listed on the first page of Google. They're in the local map section. Now, that's going to be where 90% of searches will start and stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get you listed on Bing, what I call the sister company to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yelp, another directory that people perform those same searches on. Apple Maps. And then it includes Facebook advertising. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's something that I was wanting to get set up as a Facebook page or something.
Well, but, guess what? We would build it for you. We would actually create the Facebook page for you. Yeah. If you don't have one, we create it for you. In fact, it would be created through your personal page. No one sees your personal page, but it's created that way so you have access to it.
Okay.
And then we do the Facebook advertising. This way, when they're searching up your services on Google and someone goes to their own Facebook page, they're going to see your ad on their feed. And that'll also help you reach more new clients. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would also include a website for you. I'm sure you've taken some before and after photos, maybe of work you've done in the past, maybe even a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll build you an actual www.com website. We'll attach that website where your business is listed. Okay. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform, meaning that whenever someone uses their iPhone, their Android or their tablet to search for your services, they'll find you listed on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
It would like pretty much cover all of your bases. All right?
Sure.
Now, and that's at $249 a month. It stays that same flat rate no matter how long you're with us. Okay, monthly.
Okay.
The other part of this package is called Google Guaranteed. Well, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, but they're switching it now to be called Google Verified. And you've probably seen it. It's at the very top of the page. They have a check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Google Verified is a program where it's Google's pay-per-lead program, basically.
Okay.
The lead will come to you, though, however, in the form of a phone call. It's not like in Angie's Leads where you get the information and now you got to call them, right?
Sure.
So this program, there's a one-time $250 application fee, and we send you that application to fill out. You're going to upload your license, your insurance. They're going to run a background check. They go back 7 years, which I'm sure you have no problem, you know, passing the background check.
Sure.
It will take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. But once you get approved, you're going to have this activation budget to activate your leads, okay?
Okay.
To activate those leads for the Google Verified, $247. And that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month, Joe. So your leads are $19. So when that call comes in, it'll deduct it from the budget. The kicker on it is, let's say someone called you to remove a tree. That is outside of your services. Mm-hmm. Google has to credit it back to you. It is unqualified.
Okay.
If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What is considered a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, Google has a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, so their AI system is set up to identify the qualified and unqualified leads, but we also have a team that's dedicated to your account, so we're managing it. If we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf, so you get that credit back. Sure. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen happen, but let's just say you did, what's left over from that $247 budget, that's going to roll over to the next month. So now what that means is you're only paying $19 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. That Google Verified will let you target the whole state of Montana if you wanted. I don't recommend it. It'll put you out too far, right? You could. And if you are going on vacation, or like let's say you're on a project that's going to take you some time and you need to shut off the leads, you just call us and you say, hey, pause the leads, and we pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us back to unpause it. And even when you unpause it, it'll pick up where it left off. Okay? So basically, this ideal package to start it today, okay, you're looking at $499 because you're only paying for the application fee and the $249 of the other part of the program. The following month, you're only paying $249 because you're still going through the approval process. Once you get approved for the Google Verified, we will call you to notify you first and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you told us otherwise.
Sure.
And then depending on what you get in the first month of the leads determines what you pay the following month for the Google Verified. Our program's month to month. Okay. I mean, I think with it being a monthly program, you know, we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you. Right.
I'm out of town right now. Actually, I'm on vacation this week, so. out to see some family, so. I don't think going to today, but. I would definitely like, I'd like to talk it over with my wife and think about it a little bit. But I don't think it's something I want to commit to today, but it's something I would definitely like to talk about to my wife once and see what she thinks as well.
I guess, and I'm so sorry that I'm interrupting your vacation. I appreciate you even taking the time, Joe. I guess let me ask you this first, right? And listen, and I want to tell you, like, none of this would happen overnight, right? It's not like tomorrow we flip on the switch and you're on the first page, because it takes time, us getting you verified and so forth. We do the majority of the work. There are going to be some things that we'll require from you, like a client interview. Basically, that client interview is for you to, you know, go over the notes that you and I discussed, like as far as your service areas, you know, the website, Facebook ad, and so forth. And that appointment, we can schedule that even if you needed it on Monday, right? Just to kind of just give you an example, okay? So it gives you time to get whatever you need to get over to us. But also, we send you the application. And like I said, it won't happen overnight, right? So I don't want to be misleading in that way whatsoever. The position itself, I will say this, it is something that the team will continue to call out on, but we're super selective. You know, we want a company that's a good fit. I don't see anyone else in the queue. I do see them calling, but there's not anyone else they've qualified yet other than you this morning. How do you feel about it, though? I mean, as far as the pricing, what are your thoughts?
I feel the pricing is fair, you know, and it would definitely be something I definitely think it would be fair compared to, you know, what I'm paying with Angie right now. I feel it might be a better fit, honestly.
Okay.
But you know, obviously I'm going to use up my money worth what I paid them already.
Absolutely. I would never, listen. I will never, ever, ever tell you like, oh, cancel them. I won't do that. I don't do that to anybody.
Well, yeah.
Because
and
what
I,
they do is
I
simply different.
That,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I would Absolutely. Definitely want you to make sure, I mean, you've paid for it. They're not going to return your money back. I'll tell you that right now.
Yep.
So you might
yep.
as well try to get something out of it, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, what a lot of our clients have found is that, and a lot of, we work with a lot of their clients as well, and some who used to be their clients.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of them
mm-hmm.
have found is that once they have that online presence on Google and they see what they generate from it, eventually
mm-hmm.
over time, they will no longer need Angie's. We don't tell them cancel
well,
them, you know,
yeah, well, yeah.
but that's eventually over time, you know, because they see
sure,
what they're generating
sure.
on what they're yep. investing, right?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
I think it's
I feel
important.
More people are going to use Google than Angie, quite honestly.
Well, Angie's uses Google. I'll let you in on a little secret. So they run Google ads, and it's really unique how they do it, but they run Google ads that'll say, like, 25 best general contractors near me. And, you know, they'll run them
mm-hmm.
in an area where there's, like, a heavy search for general contractors.
Sure.
And those are the leads that they're actually capturing that they're reselling to you and to
uh-huh.
your competitors. And I don't say it because it's a bad thing. It's pretty unique, right?
Yeah.
But even they know
yeah,
the importance
right?
of being on Google, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I think it's important, too, that your wife, you know, that you run it by her. I'm married. My husband knows I give him a $500 limit, but I think I'm going to need to, like, kind of lower that a little bit because he likes to go fishing. And
right?
he says, well, I just rather ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And I'm like, no, it's not permission. What it is that if I got certain bills coming out, I need to know if I got to
yep.
pull out from the other account to cover what you're purchasing. And
yep.
he just laughs, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's not funny. I tell him, you're not, but, and he just, he gets a kick out of it. But yeah. So, you know your wife better than I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think yep. would be her thought or maybe even a concern for her?
I mean, you know, she's not, she basically helps me, you know, she's very supportive of what I do. You know, she's not going to
yeah.
tell me, you know, yes or no, but I don't like to just
Absolutely.
Do something without running it by her. Getting her
of
opinion,
course.
Getting her opinion as well. So.
That's super important, and I'm with you. I'm right with you there, and that's why, you know, she's nicer than I am because my husband, if you were to ask him that, he's like, my wife's going to say no. That's why I'm just going to do it, and I'll explain. You know, and I'm like, that is not very nice, Anthony. But I will tell you this, you know, even with me looking at general contractors, I mean, I know your specialties are – I mean, I'm just looking up a general contractor, right? But pretty
sure.
much you being even in both programs, you don't have a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of competition. I'm going to tell you that
yeah.
right now. And we will help you generate reviews. That's another thing. We make it real
mm-hmm.
simple for you to get your reviews on Google because by either where you could input your clients, your past clients' phone number, their email address, and it'll automatically send them a link to click on to leave you a review. We encourage it, right? We try to
mm-hmm,
help you in
sure.
so many ways to really get you that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what is the best email for you? Because I would love to send you a recap of what we just went over. I know it's a
sure,
lot of information. And so this way
yeah,
you can share with
good.
Her.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
What's your email?
So email is GV Construction.
Uh-huh.
406
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this email. It's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say the ideal package in the subject part.
Sure.
And I'm giving
sure.
you like the whole breakdown. Okay, what that initial
mm-hmm.
investment
mm-hmm.
would be and how it breaks it down, what the ongoing would be, and then the additional is what we consider the Google Verified pay-per-lead. Okay?
Sure.
I know that you are on vacation, I'm going to really keep an eye out on this. Okay. I wish they would give me the ability to hold spots, but they just don't, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, what's your time frame on something like this, if I could ask you? And again, respectfully, I'm not trying to pressure you. I just want to know, like, what to kind of gauge it here.
Sure. See, what is today? Thursday.
Thursday,
Let me talk it over with her, and why don't we plan on maybe, I don't know, would Saturday or tomorrow afternoon be an option, possibly?
I could do tomorrow afternoon. You know what? Let me do this. Give me 1 second. I'm going to message my manager to see. I mean, it's a long shot, but you know what? What's the worst she's going to tell me? No.
All right.
And my husband says that to our nephews. Just ask the girl out. Oh, but I'm embarrassed. He's like, what's the worst she's going to tell you? No, I don't like you. Okay, move on. I'm like, you give these kids the worst advice. He's all, they need to stop being so scared to ask a girl to the dance or something. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I just think about my poor grandsons. I can only imagine. I'm like, I don't know if you're giving the best advice. And he just laughs. He's all, no, I mean, that's the worst they could say. Okay, so I explained to my manager, right, you know, you're on vacation, you're, you know, with family. If we could at least buy you until tomorrow afternoon to, you know, speak with her, and then maybe I touch base with you tomorrow afternoon just to see what you guys decided. So what she did for me, which, like I said, she knows I'll only come to her, but I truly believe, like, listen, they need just a little bit of time, please. So she put a soft hold on it. What time can I call you tomorrow afternoon to see if your wife gave you the blessing or the thumbs down?
Sure. Why don't we do maybe 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock? Okay. I could do that then. Awesome, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you once again for taking that time to speak with me. Sorry I'm interrupting your vacation, but I don't want to hold you back any longer either.
Sure.
This should already be in your inbox within the next minute.
Okay.
And then I will talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Have a blessed day.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.